another worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 16 with verses 5 through 7. In coming to the other side of the sea, the disciples had forgotten to bring bread. Jesus said to them, "Look out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." They concluded among themselves, saying, "It is because we have brought no bread." Another parable his disciples were left to figure out. And Jesus was speaking about the prominent scholars of the Jewish faith, telling them to look out for their leaven, for it was being left out, as the disciples thought they forgot the bread. And that's what Jesus was talking about. And obviously they began to pout while Jesus was using it as a learning moment. Jesus said to them, "Look out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." In other words, don't trust what they are teaching when it comes to the Messiah, for the Messiah, the Christ, is here. They were frightened to believe, for their daily customs might change, for everything they communicated was being taught wrong. Are you listening to Jesus and getting it all wrong? Do you still see the bread of life as just a piece of bread? Do you still see the blood of life just as a glass of wine? Do you still believe in a schism that never ended what Jesus built as the divine? Jesus did not return and tell us we are at our end. No, Jesus left us to argue instead of finding what he teaches to begin. A one-on-one relationship with truth as our center in him. God inspires us all to see truth as the Christ we must implore to overcome sin. The Spirit is given to us, conferred to our being as a believer in the Christ, the one and only, the beginning and the end. Jesus himself ordered you all to honor him in breaking of the bread, telling you it was his body and his blood, not some toast with some bug juice, but the real deal. Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, truly present in the blessed sacrament of the host. Jesus. Jesus is saying now, watch out for the leaven of the world. For the church, my church, hasn't changed. Only the world has given us shame to blame. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. Lord, we just ask that you bless their family with a child. Praying for Cheryl and Joe, my cousin. Recently taken on a 5-year-old grandson after his father committed suicide. We pray for his soul daily. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem basically states what it means to be a lover of Jesus. Amen. Bread none, thoughts as Unprepared is the title. We're in chapter 16 with verses 5 through 7 today for our practice. One stanza poem, it's ongoing. Bread None, Thoughts as Unprepared, its title. Seaside other Jesus came. Bread forgot, disciples felt shame. Sadducees and Pharisees, leaven beware. Bread None, Thoughts as Unprepared. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Williams. It's April 3rd, 2023. I'm recording 24 hours later at 4:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. My work today represents what I feel about that. I do believe that God has inspired me to speak the truth of His church, and that He feeds me daily. I am Christ-fed daily in a mass, and I'm Spirit-led by the Holy Ghost that guides my daily thoughts of Him in all things. I believe He's given me an understanding of this, and I continue to lift it up, share it with the world, share it with those who believe and don't believe, but know the name of Jesus is a freedom we all seek. Amen. Close today at 7:11. Amen. In the name of Jesus. 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 Johnny Cruz, we're thinking of you today as we reclaim the name of Jesus in all things. Jesus. 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 God bless you. God bless our good friends, John and Marie, too. Peace be with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.